from KQED.
The Mojave Desert communities around Joshua Tree in Southern California tend to be among the most pro-military in the state. The region is, after all, home to the largest U.S. Marine base on Earth. But a controversial proposal that would expand the base by tens of thousands of acres is drawing fire from an army of opponents. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has details.
Chris Proudfoot spreads a pile of oversized maps across a conference table at the Marine Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms.
These will be a good reference for us, but I also have a chart of this. This is this same maneuver.
Few people know the 930-square-mile desert base better than him. The retired Marine officer is now one of the chief civilian planners behind the proposed base expansion. The Marines hope to take an additional 160,000 acres of public land in the Johnson Valley west of the current base perimeter. The extra land will be used for massive war games twice a year.
This is right out here. The terrain gives you the capability to actually bring two battalion task forces side by side. That means you have upwards of 3,000 individual weapons, mortars, tanks.
So, if approved by Congress as part of the U.S. military's 2014 budget, these Marines, honing their skills at a base rifle range, could soon be marching deep into the Johnson Valley. Home to a much different kind of activity. Welcome to King of the Hammers, considered the toughest off-road race in North America. It's held every year in the Johnson Valley on land that could soon belong to the U.S. Marines. King of the Hammers organizer Dave Cole described the event on a recent episode of the cable sports show Destination Polaris.
Think Burning Man or some kind of big music festival where it's a big party and combine it with a bunch of horsepower and racing.
King of the Hammers draws about 30,000 people to the Johnson Valley every February, but world-class off-roading isn't the only attraction.
First time I ever saw Johnson Valley was probably about 1965.
Betty Munson fell in love with the place 50 years ago and later moved here for good.
I like exploring in the desert. I like riding around just following the old roads and seeing what's out here. It's just endless.
As the sun sets on a crystal-clear, windy afternoon, Munson and some friends settle onto some benches outside a local recreation center. All consider themselves pro-military, and all are fighting the Marine base expansion. Among other things, they're worried about the impact to the local economy and tourism. Joyce Wheeler runs a supply shop near the entrance of the Johnson Valley Off-Road Recreation Area.
Actually, the month leading up to the Hammers is our best month of the year. Probably triples or quadruples our income in December, which was always our best month prior to the Hammers.
So if the off-road business tapers off because of the expansion, what do you think that would do to business?
It would kill it.
There's also concern over the harm that large-scale military exercises could have on the desert's fragile ecosystem. Gerald Barnes heads the Sierra Club's Off-Road Vehicle Task Force. He's not too keen on seeing more off-roaders tearing across the valley, but he also worries about what will happen if they're replaced by armored military vehicles.
They would be displacing potentially large number of off-road vehicles into areas we want them even less. If the Marines took it over, their impacts would be significantly higher.
If the Marine Corps gets its way, the public would still have access to roughly one quarter of the area the Corps wants to acquire, or about 40,000 acres. That would include some primo off-road sites, including the area used for the annual King of the Hammers. But access would be at the Marines' discretion and limited to just part of the year. Not good enough, says Yucca Valley Congressman and retired Marine Paul Cook.
I'm a Marine all the way. My wife will tell you that. But I cannot understand why we're expanding that base. I think I will support the Marine Corps in other endeavors, but in terms of this expansion, I think it's a mistake.
Cook presented an alternative plan at a congressional hearing earlier this year. The Marines could still use the land, but with strict limits on live fire exercises and when the land could be used. The rest of the year, it would be the exclusive playground of hikers, campers, and off-roaders. Land use planner Chris Proudfoot at the 29 Palms Marine Base says that plan won't fly, literally.
The Marine Corps is an air ground team. Under Congressman Cook's proposal, FAA would never grant us the use of that airspace to do anything other than fly circles in it.
Congressman Cook's amendment is now part of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2014, which sailed through the House earlier this summer and is now awaiting debate in the U.S. Senate. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in the Johnson Valley.